I'm talking about hiking. It is the fastest growing outdoor activity, and let's face it, it's bloody brilliant when you manage to get out there and do it. Joining us to talk about it and his fabulous hiker app is founder of the app, Paul Finley. How are you, Paul?
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, and I'm kind of jealous because hiking is one of those things, like every time I walk by a shop like The Great Outdoors, I always feel a great urge and a kind of private guilt that I'm not buying more hiking gear and I'm not spending way more time in nature. Maybe that's just me.
I was going to say, I'm the exact opposite. I walk past Great Outdoors and go, oh my God, I can't wait to go to my couch and not do that. So you've got both sides of the coin here, Paul, in fairness.
But I mean, we maybe should be doing a bit more of it, getting out in nature, because all the studies are showing that being out in nature and doing things like hiking, massive benefits for our mental well-being.
Absolutely. It's a really a chance to escape. I think more than anything else, it's when you're in nature, you're out in the wild, it's just a great experience. For me, even when I was studying away in college, I found it so valuable to just step out the wild, and it's just a chance to clear your whole head and clear your mind and really just focus in on the nature around you.
People do say that, like, as much as I'm slagging off any kind of physical activity, but that walking, for example, in your neighbourhood around an urban thing, and you stick to the paths and there are lights, you know, it's all street lights and traffic and whatever, that there's a marked difference between doing that and doing a walk in the wild, in nature, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, for me, I think it's like, even just some of the vistas, you know, you go up around Wicklow, and you don't even have to go that far in before you're either seeing spectacular waterfalls or just beautiful mountains. And yeah, it actually does just kind of take you aback for a moment. And you just look and you go, this is just epic.
It can be a bit intimidating for anyone who hasn't done it before, because you don't know the trails. You don't know that one statistic, that idiot who appears on the 6-1 news who has to be airlifted off the side of the hill because you didn't know what you were doing. But it's a nice thing to do with other people. I do see that there are kind of groups popping up online. I know there's one group called Gals Gone Wild. So it's essentially that a bunch of girls who got together and they organise hikes around the country. Is that it?
Yeah, absolutely. And these groups are kind of appearing more and more because people are using it as a chance to connect with other people. You know, again, when you're in a pub or anything like that, there's so much noise around you or even in front of a TV. But in the wild, you're sort of like, oh, there's no distractions here. I'm not going to walk along the trail looking at my phone. I'm just going to engage with the person beside me. So that's probably just part of the benefit as well, and that's why people are clearing their mind. They're escaping from everything else.
Talk to us about your app, Hiker app, because maybe you do want people walking along the trail looking at their phone. Well,
so for us, it's about, you know, there is an incredible collection of these multi-day hiking trails around the world. And a lot of people would think of the likes of the Camino de Santiago, and that's kind of one of the very famous kind of multi-day hiking trails. But and that's kind of originally what I had thought, but it actually turns out that there is hundreds, if not thousands, of these around the world. And even in Ireland, there's so many of them. And these are spectacular, beautiful trails that you can walk along that, you know, instead of maybe going and lying on a beach and, you know, rolling over for a couple of days, you could actually go and walk along one of these multi-day hiking trails. And it makes for a spectacularly rewarding journey. You know, the sense of accomplishment of kind of like, oh, that was like 100 kilometers and I've covered it purely by my own manpower. And just the sense of kind of reward, you know, when you get there. First of all, when you want to stop and have that giant pizza, you're like, well, I've earned this now. I've walked really far.
Yeah.
And then second of all, you just, you know, get that sense of like, you know, like finishing a marathon. You just get that sense of satisfaction.
And what about, obviously, you know, you on the app, we were looking at it, it's really well put together. And you can go on these sort of amazing week-long trails up Mont Blanc or whatever. What happens if I've never done this stuff before? I want to get out and enjoy the stuff that's on my doorstep in Ireland. And I'm afraid of getting blisters on my feet. So are there shorter ones? How do you get started in these kinds of trails?
Yeah, absolutely. There are even, you know, in Dublin here, we have the absolutely beautiful trail called the Dublin Mountains Way, which goes from Shankill as far as Tala. It's only about maybe 30 kilometers long. It's not particularly difficult at all, but anybody could do it. You can even do it on a Saturday, walk for a while, jump on the bus, come back, and then come back and finish it the next day.
I'm disappointed, I have to say, in one thing about the app now, Paul, and you've got to take this on board. You've put two eyes in Hiker, right, which is obviously an internet-y app kind of thing to do.
Very Silicon Valley.
But you've left the E in the end, and obviously it would have been better if it was H-double-I-K-R app. And I mean, I think you just need to take this back to the shareholders.
Like, wait a second here. Yeah, I'm just going to write this down quickly.
Change the brand on everything.
You mentioned the Camino there, and that's famous for attracting people from all walks of life. But a lot of the time people are dealing with big issues. So maybe the breakup of a relationship, maybe grief, maybe just feeling a bit lost in their life. Maybe they just want some alone time, you know, and they find that the Camino is one of these well-publicized, almost sort of therapy trails that people go on, and they made films about it. What kind of people do you meet on all kinds of trails? And are you encountering people who are dealing with big issues in their life and using a trail to sort of almost walk it off?
Yeah, absolutely. You meet all kinds of people. You meet kind of, you know, people who want to complete it super fast, people who are overcoming challenges. I know even in the United States, there was a guy called, he was referred to as Second Chance Hiker. And I think he weighed about 25 stone. And he decided to embark on this 3,000 mile trail called the Pacific Crest Trail in the United States. And he walked for 30 days straight. And in 30 days, he covered something like 80 miles, which, again, you know, really good hikers might do that in 2-3 days.
Yeah.
But he just kept it. And, like, he's exploded on social media because people are just captivated by the story of kind of people overcoming physical challenges or overcoming personal challenges. And often the trail is one of the best places to do it, you know?
Mm. Talk to me about the gear, because, again, that's a stumbling block for a lot of people. Mm. You think, oh man, I don't know what boots to wear. Do I need boots? You know, can I wear sandals? Or do I need every type of professional rain gear?
Do it barefoot for Jesus.
And no, Dave, you can't do it in Crocs. Yeah, so like entry level stuff. What do I need?
It's funny you said, I seen a picture the last day of, there was a group of Alpine mountaineers and they were going up the side of Mont Blanc. And they had, you know, ropes attached to them, all these ski goggles. And then there's a picture with a guy with a Eurospar bag walking beside them in jeans and in rudders, like in the
amazing
snow. And he's just kind of strolling past them. And they're like, but no, I think that it's actually very irresponsible, that kind of thing. And really, because it can be dangerous out there. Weather changes, you know, yeah, particularly in the country of Ireland. So.
Doesn't it flip the other way where, you know, you meet a couple of people down in Glendalough and they are dressed literally like they're at the peak of Kilimanjaro? And you're going, lads, you probably could have saved yourself 10 grand with a, you know, a decent pair of trail runners and a, you know, a fleece.
And that's 100%. You don't need the top of the line bet. You know, there's lots of really good affordable gear out there you can get now that, you know, when you're going up around, even around Glendalough, it's perfectly, you know, really nice trails, still spectacular views everywhere. You don't need the top of the line gear.
Do you need a pair of boots, a stick, a backpack, a spare battery charger?
A torch.
Like, is there a kind of a checklist of basics?
I suppose it all depends on how wild. If you're climbing up Lugnaquilla, then yeah, it is sensible to be prepared. You know, Lugnaquilla is the highest mountain in Wicklow. But then if you're going up around Glendalough, no, I think there's a bit of a balance there. But, okay, you know, generally, safety first is going to be the attitude. The more prepared you are, the better you are to handle more situations.
Should you break in new hiking boots before you do your first trail?
Yeah, go for a little stroll around your neighbourhood. It's no harm. They definitely can be rigid the first time you get them.
I'm thinking blisters.
The secret's in the socks.
Okay. Really,
that's where it is. Then you buy really good socks.
Less on shoes, more on socks.
Yes.
That's like a good tip. Yeah.
Damn good advice, all right.
Soccer? No, that won't work. I'm trying to think of our next day.
S-O-K-K-R. It's written already, lads.
Paul Finley, founder of the Hiker app. Thanks so many for dropping in. Best of luck with it. Great to see another Irish entrepreneur in the tech space. I'm sure it's going to be a massive success.
Thank you.
Hiker is the app if you want to get it and you want to get out and get into nature and go walking.